This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you like the new theme song?
I love it.
Nobody knows.
It's great. It's Jeffrey Lewis.
Jeffrey Lewis.
From Jeffrey Lewis Music. Is he related to Huey Lewis, Bob?
He might be. I mean, how many Lewises are there in this world?
Oh, gee, there's a lot.
I'm kidding.
Who's the most famous sports Lewis? Got to be Carl, right?
Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis.
By far, yeah. With all the gold medals, yes.
What about Joe Lewis? Spelled differently,
Joe Lewis.
But he's up there.
L-O-U-I-S. There's too many, you know.
Nobody would know that, though. Very few would know that it's spelled different, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only guys like Starkey and Parker would know that.
Did that thing end with the wooden teeth?
It did, yes.
It did, yes.
Here's the end.
Where'd you find this?
Wait.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
All of a sudden, Mr. Lewis has moved down on my totem pole of successful songwriters. Come on, man.
Come on.
That's a great ending. Chris Oak, Super Bowl champion, is in the building here at Rivers Casino for Pomp and Joe. And the Chris Hoak Show is brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. All right, Hokie, how are you? What a performance. Where did that come from? Were you surprised that they delivered that kind of defensive performance against that opponent?
Well, listen, it was great, and they were due. And, you know, it's funny. I said last week to my kids, I was telling some of my boys, I said, listen, this is going to be so Steeler-like, right? You go out and you lose to the Bungles. Then you lose to the Packers on Sunday Night Football. And it was a pretty convincing loss right in the second half. But you watch. We're going to turn around and win this game against the number one team in the NFL, 7-1 team, the best. I mean, you watch that film of that offense the first 8 weeks that they played. They look like the greatest show on turf, man. They were throwing the ball over the place. I mean, all those receivers, they were healthy largely. But the running back, I mean, Jonathan Taylor was incredible. And they made the most explosive offense in the NFL look like a JV squad on Sunday.
How?
I think they played the way they were supposed to play, right? I think they got after the quarterback. They were able to get sacks and takeaways. This team is largely dependent upon takeaways defensively. If they win, like in their 5 wins this season, the Steelers have 5 or more takeaways in all but one game against week one against the Jets. They had 1. Other than that, if they have 5 or more takeaways when they win, they're largely dependent on takeaways.
Except right? Cleveland, I think.
Yeah, Cleveland.
No,
was
wait, hold on here. I have here my thing.
There may have been sacks, but I don't know about takeaways.
But your point is well taken,
yes.
Hokie.
Yeah.
Please continue. That's just quibbling on
no,
my part.
No, I mean, listen. Against the Browns, they had That's sacks. I'm sorry, six sacks. Yeah, thanks for fact-checking me there. Nobody. Their win, they had zero takeaways. But other than that, they had – I mean, they had – I'm thinking about sacks. They had five – I'm doing my sacks. They had five more sacks in every game. And takeaways, in their five wins, they have plus 12.
Yeah, that's number one in the league if you
– And their three losses, it out. They're minus three.
Bob,
I apologize. I had the sacks and takeaways mixed up.
Right.
There.
No, I figured you did.
Yeah, but sacks, they had – I mean, all but one game. In their wins, they have five or more sacks. And, you know, if they don't win the takeaway at the turnover margin – And if they don't get mass sacks in a game, they struggle to win. And even though this game they had five sacks and six takeaways, and they still only won by seven.
But it felt like a blowout.
It did. It did. But they came back in the fourth quarter.
That's because Roman Wilson and his boneheaded play.
But that's part of the game. That's part of the game.
I know.
Those things happen.
But
momentum shifts.
All right, then tell me this. I said that any defense in Steelers history would have been proud of that performance. Would you have been?
No question. No question. But the thing is, Aaron Rodgers was not happy after the game in the post-game press conference.
Well, the offense was a different story.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it in this game, I mean, the offense, I mean, had, what, 200
yeah,
barrel
but they, yards. They also had a lot of short fields because of turnovers. They got they weren't in a position to drive 80 yards and add to that statistical, but they converted three three touchdowns. That's, to me, that's my biggest takeaway.
They beat the best team in the NFL right now, okay? But I'm looking at this thing saying, okay, like, are they going to be able to continue to play like this? I hope so, right? But right now, the story for the Steelers, the 5-3 Steelers, is they need to have 5+ sacks in a game to win, and they need to win largely. I mean, not just a little bit, big.
But wasn't that the case for you guys?
No,
didn't you need sacks and quarterback hits and turnovers to win?
But you can't win just a battle. Like if it's just a battle, if it's neutral, if it's a net zero.
Can they?
Can they win?
Can they? I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you look at it right now. They have to be. They're plus 12 when they win. They're minus 3 when they lose. I mean, and all those. I mean, they're averaging. You have to have large turnover ratio winning.
But I think your biggest games. Ones that come to mind.
Yeah.
Flacco and in Baltimore, where Troy jumps over the line and Flacco fumbles and Lamar Woodley picks it up. I mean, you need turnovers.
They lost.
That's what great defenses do.
Yeah, but they lost to the Bengals. They had two sacks, no takeaways.
Right,
and that's a pretty net zero game, right?
Two sacks. They were horrible. Yeah,
and they lost. So what I'm saying is, can they win against a good team when both teams play well? Because that's what you're thinking. As you get towards these tough games in the stretch, and as you get into the playoffs, we're talking about, can the Steelers win a playoff game for the first time in, 7-8 years? You're going to have good on good. And hopefully when it's good on good and it's a battle and it's almost net zero, can the Steelers win? I don't know.
That's the next question. With no turnovers involved, can they
Bob,
just stop
your voice
teams?
Sounds unbelievable today. It's always great, isn't it, Hokie? I'm noticing today this is
right
unbelievable.
On. It's on point.
Just keep talking, Bob.
Thank you, Joe. And
do you agree, Hokie?
I appreciate your kindness. Thank you.
I hear it all the time. It sounds so good. You should have heard him on Saturday night when we were at the Super Bowl 40 reunion, and he was emceeing the event. It was even better than this.
I'm not busting your chops here. You sound in unbelievable
form. Well, I appreciate
form.
That. Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here at the Rivers Casino with Hokie Bro 76.
That's right.
And now let's talk about the trade deadline, Hokie, because it came and went.
Yeah.
And the Steelers chose not to bring in another wide receiver. That's been a big bone of contention here one way or the other. A lot of teams didn't do things. Kansas City, Buffalo, they needed help. They didn't do it. Should the Steelers have gone out for knowing what the cost was for Jacoby Myers, a fourth and a sixth round pick? Would you have done that?
I'd like where they're at. Here's the reason why: you bring in a guy to be a number two guy, right? And then is he going to get much playing time? I mean, is he really going to get on the field? The Steelers' offense is built around these three tight ends. That's really what it is: three tight ends, one back, and one receiver. You only get five eligibles on the field. And so you bring a number two guy, how much PT is going to get, how much are you going to give up for him? And the Steelers like to build through the draft, guys. I mean, listen, they've done some things, I know, over the last few years. But at their core, if you want to be a Steeler and you want to develop that culture, you got to develop through the draft. And so I think you start giving up draft capital. You bring in Jacoby Myers, we're going to be able to get a long-term deal done. I think Omar was good. I you look at this right now, and they're 5-3. And they're first even though they've had some tough losses, they're first in their division. And so you look at it right now, I still think that they can battle along this and still be at the end of the year.
What about an injury?
What are you chasing ghosts?
But don't you talk about depth all the time?
Why don't they go out and trade for a number one quarterback in case Aaron Rodgers?
Don't you talk about depth all the time?
Yeah, but I think that depth wise, you build that through the draft. You develop your players. I don't worry about. Like, you look at the Chargers. They went out and got a tackle this last week.
They need it.
Because they needed it. Do the Steelers really need a guy?
Will they, on a given week, need another receiver to beat somebody? To win that kind of game you were talking about? Good, maybe.
But right now, they haven't done it. They haven't done it. I mean, Calvin Austin stood up. He was the top receiver on the team on Sunday. Over 50 yards receiving. You know, and then you had Darnell Washington. More and more, every single week, they want to go to the big fella. Right? And then they're going to Freiermuth. Freiermuth's emerging, right? He was slow in the beginning because they didn't use him very much. Now they're going to him. He touchdown again this week, right? I mean, he's a big play guy. He's a zone killing kind of guy. So you look at, like, Freiermuth's getting the ball more. Darnell Washington, that's more of the Arthur Smith's offense. And so you go out and you give up draft capital for a number two receiver. To me, it just doesn't fit their personality right now.
I know. Maybe they need to change their personality.
Well, they're winning, though. I mean, I get it.
They're 5-3.
Yeah, but everybody, who else is, like, just blowing it away? I mean, they just beat the number one team in the AFC, 7-1 Colts.
No, I appreciate that, but I think on a given week, you know, if the season ended today, Josh Allen comes to town. I think he'll put up some points on this defense.
Sure,
you may
but
need
I won't put up points on that defense.
As much as you could if you had a number two guy?
They don't want my point to you, Starkey, is I don't know if they really want to go out and
they were out there. Everybody's
looking.
They were reportedly looking. If they're satisfied, why are they looking?
Because I'm sure it's a need, but is it a need enough to give up big time draft capital?
Well, I don't know. 4th and 6th is a big time draft capital. That's my takeaway on
a
that.
To me, 1 through 4 is. I mean, 1 of course is, but 4 is still a serious pick in my opinion. Right?
If you turn it into something, and they have with guys like Nick Herbig.
But they have a million picks. They've got like 2 or 3 4th, 5th
but
round
looking,
picks next year.
Let's look to the future, Starkey. They got to get a quarterback at some point, right? Do they want some of that draft?
But I don't think the 4th and 6th will get you up far enough. They have a chart which tells you how much of these picks are worth.
But can they use that package to get this thing to move around?
No. And if I could recite for you the chart is like if you're going to move from 22 to 10, let's say, 900 points, and each of these draft choices have a point attachment to it. 4th and 6th would get you nowhere near, won't help you get to
I'm saying, could it help them?
Now, second and third
to move up. Move up second and third round.
If you're going to move up in a quarterback, you're not going to have a 4th and a 6th. You can only draft so many people. So
but
to me, it's got to be.
First, if you give up first to go get a quarterback, a 4th round now becomes pretty valuable, right? Because they've had some luck in the 4th round.
Yeah.
They do a good job of evaluating these scouts.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think those picks are that significant. They're all significant if you could turn them into players.
But 4th and a 6th for a guy that you don't know if you can get a long-term deal with.
But that's not your goal, though. It's just for now. That's all I'm thinking.
I don't know. I think that they're content unless something really fell into their lap and it was going to make sense. I applaud the Steelers for not overspending for a guy that isn't going to fit the personality they have as an offense right now. I just don't think. They run this 3 tight end set majority of the game.
What has Jonnu Smith done, though?
I mean, he blocked some guys, right? He's caught a few passes here and there, caught some touchdowns. He hasn't had any big games. He hasn't had the – some of these guys they brought in just haven't had the big games that you had hoped for when they brought him in. I mean, Slay, you know, Ramsey played great safety this week, played really, really well, and I really like what he did there. But he had struggled at times covering man-to-man. You thought he was going to come in and be a shutdown guy. Jonnu Smith, some of these guys that back in May and June that we thought were going to be incredible this year – haven't panned out to be that.
Well, they brought in Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and hopefully he can give them something. I mean, their offense, for as good as we might think it is 30th ranked in the league and 13th in scoring. That's not going to be good enough.
I think that if they really thought that MVS could really, really help them, he wouldn't be on the practice squad.
He may not be.
Well,
he's there for now, but that may That may change even this weekend. I would not be surprised if he's activated.
I'm just saying, like, if he was a guy that they really thought he would have been right to the roster. Do they think he could perhaps help? But in my opinion, though, it's like a guy that you say, man, this guy's – they're not going to just put him on the practice squad. I think they'll have him right away. So, could they? Yes. But I don't think he's an answer to all of a sudden now they're going to have 300 yards plus passing. I mean, listen.
Don't get me wrong. I don't either. But clearly they thought they needed some type of receiver help. They were in on Jacoby Myers. They were in on Jalen Waddle. They brought in MVS. They're not satisfied with
their receiver room. But is it – is it to the degree that they're going to just
clearly not
give high capital? Here's another thing, too. They're averaging 3.3 yards a toss.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And passing. Last week, I mean, the Colts averaged 9 yards a pass. So clearly, Aaron Rodgers likes to throw the ball and put his hands on his waist and watch, right? I mean, that's where he's at right now. He still can throw the ball down the field, but he still, if he holds on to the ball, he's going to get hit. And so he wants to get the ball out quickly. They lead the NFL with yards after catch, right? They had like 150-plus yards this last week. So the whole goal is to get it out quick, let the playmakers make plays, Jaylen Warren, Freiermuth, DK, these guys. Austin does great getting the ball in his hands and getting yardage. So the reality is, guys, is I don't – the personality to give up a lot of draft capital to get a number two guy to stretch the field, they don't want to stretch the field.
Oh, I would want to stretch the field. I think Metcalf is a stretch the field.
I think in a dream they'd love to, but have they shown they've tried to?
But sooner or later, that short game is going to be diagnosed, and you're going to have to do something beyond it, I think.
Pump, we're eight, nine games into the season. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was diagnosed a month and a half ago. That's
well, of course,
what they want to do.
It's not necessarily stretching the field. It's having a guy who gets open all the time, can make adjustments on a intelligence level with Aaron Rodgers, and literally didn't drop a pass all of last season. It's having a veteran presence to help your offense on the boundary, especially. He plays inside and outside, but I just think there's going to come a week where Rodgers is going to want and need another option out there on the boundary against a Buffalo or a Kansas City, yep, or somebody like that. I think they obviously think so too.
I don't disagree with you, but at what cost?
At what cost? That's
at
the
what
key.
Cost? And so they measured it. Omar measured it and said, you know, I'm not going to give up what they want for Jacoby Myers or Waddle. I'm telling you right now, though, they're getting a lot of production out of Darnell Washington, more and more and more. And think about if he would have got his head around a couple of those throws that Aaron threw to him, and he would have had a touchdown. I mean, it would have been, we wouldn't be arguing like this anymore. We'd be saying, man, Darnell Washington and Freiermuth are like number two receivers. And Chris, you're seeing Roman Wilson getting more snaps. He's starting to get equal to snaps with Calvin Austin, right?
So he's, is that the good news or the bad news? Do you like him?
He's like a rookie this year, guys. I mean, we're giving a lot of grace to some of these guys that are young players.
I like him, and based on what Tomlin said the other day, even though he came out and said this boneheaded play, I think he also couched it by saying his snaps are going up, and so he got both messages out there. You can't do that if you want your snaps to increase. And so we'll see. But I don't think they're going to stay away from
him. You go out and get a Jacoby Myers. What are you doing to Roman Wilson? What are you doing to Calvin Austin? You're stunning their growth. You're stunning the progression.
Is this year about growth for Roman Wilson, or are you bringing in Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers and Darius Slay and all these guys to win now?
I think there's an argument there that, yeah, you want to win now, but also you can't do that at the cost of your future.
I'm talking about development.
You want Roman Wilson on the field.
Okay. But you also want to win now. And would you agree that Myers is an upgrade over either of those guys?
I would say, yeah, for what, a year or two? He's not going to be here.
It's just for the rest of this year.
But you can't sell your future. You can't sell your draft capital. You can't sell progression of players. Sometimes you do that. When you keep guys on too long, like an older veteran, you keep them on the team too long. That's why you see a lot of times these old veterans getting pushed out of town, because if they're in town, they stunt the growth and progression of a younger player. These younger players need to get on the field. Roman Wilson, the more he gets on the field, yeah, he had a bonehead, tried to jump over, you know, he shouldn't have done that. But he's largely gotten better throughout the season, more and more and more.
I agree.
You take him off the field, you don't get better.
I'm not saying take him off the field. I'm saying work the other guy in somehow. Come up with different. Right.
Yeah, I just think that you've got to weigh all that, and the Steelers weighed it and said, hey, the draft capital plus stunning, it could stunt the progression of some of these players.
But if the cost was just a little bit lower, they'd be more than happy to have Roman Wilson sit while Jacoby Myers played. They were
possibly,
after him.
Possibly. Yeah, I think so, at the right cost. And then but that's also something you look at. It's something you consider.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How was Bob as the MC for the reunion? And
incredible.
Who did you see and how much fun did you have?
So much fun. I mean, Bob's a professional. It's like walking in to get an ice cream cone, right?
It was a lot of fun to see all those guys in the
it
stories.
It was so fun.
Some of the stories are really good. I told Joe the one about Cower where he came up and talked about the rosary beads.
I've never heard that story before.
I never did either.
No, right. I tell you what, to see everybody, to reconnect with a lot of my former team. Some guys I haven't seen in 20 years.
Like who?
The
Farrier pigeon? Was he there?
I've seen Farrier. But some of the guys that you forget, just guys that were role players, not star players. The star players, they come around all the time.
Travis Kersky show up?
I saw the Kersky. Yeah, I saw Travis Kersky there. I mean, the whole D-line was there pretty much. It was, me and Hamp. And
Hamp
Diesel.
Looked good, by the way.
Hamp looked good. Yeah. Kiesel, Aaron Smith. Kimo came back. I haven't seen Kimo in a long time.
How's he doing? What's he doing?
He's living out. I think he's still living out in Washington, and he's just doing these guys. Some of these guys just made enough money that they putz around and do.
What a great
things.
Way to live your life!
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, but Kimo's so great. I mean, Kimo really was. He had a tremendous.
He got
impact
a big ovation
career.
Too.
Yeah, he had a tremendous impact on my career.
Did he?
Oh yeah. I mean, when I came into the league as a rookie, he was a wily veteran, and so just little tidbits, little things that I'd go to him and say, "Hey, how do you play this technique?" Because what I learned was it says in the playbook how to play the technique. But there's also game experience, right? There's in-helmet perspective. And so things, he'd be like, Hokie, I know it says that in the playbook, but play it this way. And I changed and to do it what he's saying, and I progressed. And I got much better. And just got, so he had a tremendous impact on my career. Really great guy. But just a lot of players that I hadn't seen in a long time. And it was really fun to reconnect. Good to see Coach Cowher. Good to see Coach LeBeau again. And
Coach LeBeau, Bob said, is doing great at age 88.
I really wish Coach Mitchell would have come up. He couldn't come up just because of just the travel and a lot going on. But, got to see, a lot of the old coaches, right? And it was a lot of fun. It was really great. Got to see my guy Jeff Reed, crazy as ever.
Yeah. I tweeted his boots he had on, diamond studded boots.
He's still
crazy. When you're a kicker, you protect your feet no matter what. You got to treat your feet well.
Was Chris Gardocki there?
Chris Gardocki wasn't there. No. And well, he wasn't. Willie P wasn't there. Who else was
Troy
there?
Wasn't there Troy because
wasn't
he was
there.
He
what was going on there?
Another conflict scheduling.
Yeah, I think he had kid stuff going on, you know, and some of these guys just can't get out. And they come out enough, right? But it's good. I told Mr. Rooney, I saw him yesterday when I went to practice, and I just thanked him. To have those experiences and those opportunities to reconnect with your teammates, mm-hmm. And I feel blessed. You know, I was on two Super Bowl winning teams. I was on three Super Bowl teams, but two winning. So I get to do that, you know, in 3 years again for Super Bowl 43.
When's the last time you saw Troy?
I saw Troy, I don't know, in the last six – I have to really think. But in the last 6 months, I texted him over the summer about something. But, you know, we're – the thing that's great, man, is, listen, when we played, everybody was in different phases of life. Right? I was a guy who was married. I had kids. So I'd leave the facility, and I'd go straight home, and I was helping make dinner. I was helping clean up dinner. I was taking out the trash after a game. You know, I'd come home from a game, a 1 o'clock game. I'd get home, and I was helping Jamie clean up dinner, and I was taking out the trash that night because trash man was coming Monday morning. Some of these guys were running off to the bar, running off to the club, chasing girls. So we were just all in different phases of life. And that was me. I was changing diapers. I was putting kids to bed during Sunday Night Football when I was playing.
Remember Hokie in his prime, Bob? He had a beard. He was all talkative in the locker room. I remember Troy jumping on your back playfully one day when you guys were walking back in the locker
room. That's what people
don't
know about Troy. Troy was such a playful guy. He was so fun. He still is. Just a fun guy. And liked to do a lot of practical jokes, you know. And those are great core players. When you think about those teams, though, I mean – those teams, you knew going into camp that 40 to 45 of the guys that were going to be there, right? There were a lot of open spots during that time. When you're winning and you're winning how we are winning, there's not a lot of turnover. When you're losing, when there's a lot of turnover, right? When you're not winning playoff games, when you're struggling to we were dominating.
Was Chidi there?
Chidi was
there. He was there, yeah.
You know, I learned that his name's not Chidi, it's Chidi.
I didn't know that. I called him
for all these years.
The wrong name then.
He won't correct anybody. but for all these years, I called him Chidi too, and I learned that his name is Chidi. But Chidi was a beast, man. He running down in that R5, L5, and just blowing up the wedge at a buck nothing.
Were you there when Hines was a special teams guy and Kiesel?
I remember Kiesel because Kiesel came in a year after me. So, yes, I remember
Imagine
Kiesel.
Those two guys coming down on Kiesel special teams.
I don't remember Hines. Hines, that was before I got there with Hines.
But, like, he and Kiesel, guys, Chris carved out an 11-year career. And you know, it's hard to do that when you're going into an organization that has so many people who are ahead of you, and yet you got to figure out how to just be there and contribute any way you can.
It was anything I could do to stay on the roster. I mean, for the first few years, I didn't really play. And so my fourth year, I started all those games, and we were number one in the NFL, and I solidified myself, kind of cemented myself on this team for the next 7 years. But before that, I always think, like, if NFL's changed, Pomp. It's different now than it was back then, right, with just more practice squad players. I mean, just different. And I don't know if I would have lasted 11 years now like I did back then. Who knows? But it's different.
Chris Hoke joins us at Rivers Casino. It's the Pomp and Joe Show with a new theme song.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have
no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bob, Chris invited me to his house to do a workout and then never followed up on it. Should I be injured by that?
I was going to ask if that had ever been accomplished. The man with the six-pack abs.
Those six-pack abs are getting winterized right now. As the weather gets colder, they're not as...
Honestly, both Joe and I'll speak for you, Joe. I mean, I'm not developed. I have the gut that most guys have, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long would it take to work that into a flat board?
It took me several months. I mean, I'm in the best shape of my life, but the reality was you have to work out a lot, and abs, and I believe that abs are one in the kitchen.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Eating
they're
first.
They're one in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're one in the kitchen.
Or they're lost in the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean,
I read something on Twitter.
John McKay, how do you feel about your team's execution? I'm all for it.
Go ahead, Hokie, please.
No, I read something one time that said, you know, if you want to get in shape, you want to lose weight, go to bed hungry. So many of us get a late night snack. I mean, Pomp, you work late at night.
This is my problem.
He eats salt late at night.
This is my problem. Yeah. I get home. I don't go to bed till 2:30.
Yeah, so you eat late at night. They say, but if you eat earlier and you don't eat when you get home, you eat maybe take a snack to the station, and you eat at 9 o'clock, and you don't go to bed till 2. Another thing is too is getting good rest. Like if you don't get good rest, and then you wake up the next day, you're hungry when you're tired. When you're tired, you eat more because it's just kind of like, you know, a buffer or something. So it takes discipline. There's no question about it. But I love ice cream. I don't just love ice cream. I love ice cream. And so that's my problem. And so I have to make sure, like, there's times when my kids will be like, Dad, where are you going? It'll be 10:39. I'm going out for a run. Because I just had a huge bowl of ice cream. I'm going to run this sucker off. You know what I'm saying? But
you're right about the night. One of the keys, and I've lost 25 pounds since June.
You look great.
He's one of right the keys.
There's a built-in fast where you don't really have to go that hungry at any point, and that is dinner around 6:30.
Or earlier.
And then bed, 10:30 or 11, and then don't eat breakfast till 8. That's
14 hours.
That's a 14-hour fast where you never really feel it.
I usually don't eat breakfast till 9 or 10 because I get up, and I read the good word. And then I get a workout in, and then by the time I'm showering, down in my office, start working on my day, it's 9 o'clock, 9:30, and that's when I have my breakfast.
Fasting is, but you're a faster.
I do fast. I don't look at it like I'm fasting, but I do.
No, but what Joe said is a good way to do it.
Yeah,
I eat dinner
before 6 when I'm really trying to be disciplined. It's hard sometimes with the kids' activities and everything going on, but I try to have dinner before 6. And then I don't eat the next day till about 9:30.
Bob gets home at like 2 in the morning and eats Pringles.
That's
and
tough.
Stuff.
No, I've done that. But typically I try not. There's no one there to stop me. Lisa's asleep. And I have a tug of war with the pantry. I walk past it. I look at it. I said, you ain't going to get me tonight. I go back. And then about 15 minutes later, I walk past it again. Now, if I do that, I probably should just stay away from snacks and just replace it with carrots.
Yeah, or something healthy. That. But here's the problem. Here's what I've learned. It's a mental thing. If you keep telling yourself, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, guess what you're going to do? Because you keep telling yourself, I'm not going to eat. Just, fill your mind with something else. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Don't keep telling yourself, I'm not going to eat. Because eventually you're talking about eating. You're going to eat.
Dwell on something positive, Bob, at 2 in the morning.
What is there to do at 2 in the morning that's positive? What am I doing? I'm watching. I'm trying to fall asleep a little bit. Just relax.
Good point. Keep binging on salt.
No, no.
I would. I'm not up that late, though. If I had your job and felt the pressures late at night, I think I would binge on it, too.
That's hard, because you're also hungry. You've been working all night. But you should, maybe you bring some food to the station.
I do, but there I eat go. It, and then I don't eat anything until I get home. And then when I get home, it's been 7 hours or whatever. And
under pressure.
Then just go to bed.
Yeah, just go to bed.
I wish I could.
Are you on a caffeine high? Like,
no, I just it's hard for me to calm down. Like, just, yeah. You know, shut it down. Anyway. Yeah.
That's like a baseball player's life. Anyway, Hokie, the challenge is formidable, even though the Chargers are really hurting on the flanks of their offensive line. They have a borderline great quarterback, I think, a really good coach and a good defense. What's the biggest challenge this weekend in your mind?
Justin Herbert. He's the biggest challenge. I mean, listen, the guy is the top running quarterback in the NFL. The last few weeks, you know, the Steelers, you know, they didn't have to worry about Daniel Jones much last week. You know, Jordan Love, he could run, but, you know, nothing like Jordan Herbert's fast. He's not quick shifty like Lamar Jackson. He's long legs, 6'6", can run. And then, you know, Joe Flacco, you have to worry about nothing. So you've got to be careful and rush the passer differently this week against Justin Herbert than you did last week against Daniel Jones. You can rush and really get after on your pass rush, get on the edge when you're playing against a non-mobile quarterback. But when you got a guy who leads the NFL in terms of quarterback rushing yards, you've got to stay in your lane. You can't let him get out because he can hurt you. He's fast enough that he can take it to the house. So that's – and then he's the number – he has the number two total passing yards in the NFL. He's number two in the NFL. He's number two in the NFL in terms of touchdowns thrown. So Justin Herbert. I also look at the Harbaugh factor. I think the Harbaughs, you know, of course I don't like John Harbaugh because he's with the Ravens. He's a good coach, though. Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. Everywhere he's gone, he's won. And, you know, they keep talking about all season about these injuries. Offensive line, they're 6-3. Like, these guys are 6-3, even with everything going on. They're a well-coached team, so they're not going to beat themselves. So if you go out there, you've got to know that it's going to be a grind. That's what we talk about, this net zero game, right? Can the Steelers win good on good if the team doesn't turn it over? You know, you want to create turnovers. But think about it. A lot of those turnovers that came with the Steelers, you know, there were three in the first half, three in the second half. The Steelers can get after the quarterback, right? Those sack fumbles. And when they get behind, teams get behind, they drop back, they got to hold on to the ball a little longer. That's when the Steelers really prey on teams.
Tick passes, too.
Yeah. Can they get enough pressure without blitzing against this team? And I ask that only because the receivers, he does spread the ball around and does it now. Or would they be better off going after these tackles and any help they get? What is the prudent thing for them to do, and how does the Charger team counter that?
1 second, and I'll let you answer that. Limits wants me to read this right now, and I will. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's Pomp and Joe. We're at Rivers Casino. And so is Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion. Please.
I think they got to play a little more zone. I struggle with their zone because they don't have tight zone. They give up a lot of easy throws. And I don't know if you guys watch the game like I do, and you go back and watch the film. It seems like offenses are able to complete passes much easier than we are. Those zones are much more soft than other teams' zones. So I think we got to tighten up that. But with a running quarterback like Herbert, you can't play man and have your back to him. Because he'll be hitting.
That's what happened there in one of their last games.
He'll be hitting his head on the goalpost, and you're still looking the other way, right? And so you've got to be careful in terms of blitzing. I think you got to switch it up. You know, the Steelers, where I've seen the Chargers get beat, Pomp, to answer your question, and give up sacks, is when teams do stunts. What that means is you throw like a Cam Hayward out to contain, and you bring underneath a T.J. Watt, or you bring underneath a Alex Highsmith, or you do a 3-man game or 2-man twist. They struggle to pick those up. And when you have tackles that when the offensive line isn't there's no continuity with the offensive line right now because you've got guys rotating at tackle. You got a new guy coming in from New Orleans and Fenning. Is the communication there, right? I don't think so yet, right? Are they comfortable playing together, passing off guys? So if the Steelers look at the film, which I know they do, they need to do line stunts. They need to be moving guys around and maybe doing some 4-man stunts. To get these guys moving and get them out of position. and get some pressure on the quarterback. I think you got to be very careful. Like you talked about, their eligibles are good. I mean, when you look at these eligibles right now, I mean, they got – I mean, Ladd McConkey can catch – I mean, he's good. Everybody knows about him. But Rondae Gadsden, I think he's a rookie. He's playing great. I mean, he's a deep ball
tight
guy.
Tight end, the tight end guy. He can move.
Yeah. And then Quentin Johnson, the receiver. I mean, he had a big catch in this week. The Steelers are susceptible to giving
up
chunk plays.
You didn't mention Keenan Allen.
And Keenan Allen's a guy. Yeah, Keenan Allen's a guy who gets a lot of catches too. The Steelers have a tendency to give up chunk plays. And they have some eligibles. And so if the Steelers don't get after Herbert, he can hurt them in the pass game.
Remember? Man, you'd think they would, though, with both their tackles gone. I know they brought in a guy, but still, you'd think that there would be pressure coming from the edges without having to blitz.
It's been so trivial for me this year, though, Starkey, where you look at this team, the Steelers, and think, oh, there's no question these guys are going to, you know, the Steelers are going to get after them. And they get no pressure, right? I mean, we were talking about Bengals.
Just like the Bengals
back.
Game, right?
The Bengals game.
And
so
you're like,
weird.
Okay, oh, they're going to get after Joe Flacco, and they came out with this. It's a copycat league. I think part of the reason why the Colts struggled last week, if you look at time of getting the ball out of their hands, I mean, Flacco got it out in 2.27 seconds. I think it was a little longer, but still in the mid-twos with Jordan Love. Last week it was almost 3 seconds for Daniel Jones. And that's the split second where it gives just enough time to get to the quarterback. And so I think you got to go back and look at the last 3 weeks when the Steelers have struggled. It's when quarterbacks have gotten the ball out quick. And so I think John Harbaugh, being the kind of coach he is, I think they'll go to that and they'll test the Steelers' defense and see if they can stop it. Last week they went with Jalen Ramsey, which I literally like the safety, and 29 from Patriots.
Oh,
Duggar.
Duggar, the new
Duggar,
guy.
Duggar. Those two, they played great, and they were able to do a lot of two-shell, which allows the corners to come up and press a little bit more and play trail, and which takes away a little bit of that. So we're going to see, we'll see this chess match, but we got two good coaching staffs going against each other. I mean, I really have a lot of respect for Jim Harbaugh.
Here's the thing that could be different, that because Omarion Hampton's not there, Najee Harris is not there, you would think, oh, they don't have much of a run game, but this guy Vidal, who they brought in, a sixth round pick, they haven't shied away from that. And I would imagine with two tackles out, they may really try to establish that early and often.
Yeah, I mean,
and if that happens, that changes a little dynamics about how you defend them.
They've been – Mario Hampton's been out, but look at the where they're ranked in terms of total rush. They're averaging 124 yards a game.
And he's had two 100-yard games.
Yeah, number 10 in the NFL. And then they also average 4.8 yards a carry. So the question is, are you going to – you know, how are you going to defend? Are you going to try to shut down Jonathan Taylor like they did last week and try to shut down the running game, or are you going to try to shut down Herbert? I think the Steelers are putting together that game plan now. But obviously the Chargers – and the lack of depth or lack of the Chargers' offensive line and starters plan, they're still being productive. They're still 6-3. They're still scoring points. I mean, they're number what? They're scoring 24 points a game, 23.9. That's a lot of points.
How about a prediction, Hokie? Final score and MVP of the game.
Listen, I think
if you don't mind.
I'm worried about this game. I'm worried about this game. I think that it's one of those games where everybody's, you know, going to say, oh, the Steelers are going to win, so they're going to win. They're going to look at the Colts win game. But I'm looking over the last three games, and I'm thinking, okay, what team's going to show up, right? If the Steelers can get pressure on Herbert, if they can get, you know, 5-plus sacks in this game, Steelers are going to win. I predict Steelers are going to win 23-20. It's going to be a tough game. And the MVP of this game is going to be Jalen Ramsey.
I like that. Hokey. Thank you for this gesture of coming all the way out here today. You're a wonderful man, at least as good as Bob, and we appreciate it.
No, he's better. He's better.
Close.
Appreciate you coming here today, Oki.
Appreciate you guys. It's always a great time being with you guys.
You two will see each other Sunday, I imagine?
No, because it's a Sunday night game.
The following week.
Yeah, the following week. We have the Bengals, I think it is, the Bengals, right? And that will be interesting, the rematch of that game.
Sure will.
With Joe Flacco scoring 40-some points a game.
Who's the best team in the AFC, Hokie? Right now,
good question, because we've had this debate.
It's up in the. I think there's a group of teams.
I still think it's Kansas City, and they're not even in the playoffs right now.
You can argue that it's the Ravens.
Ooh, we're at 3-5. Yes, they're not in the playoffs either. But they
argue. You can argue a lot. I don't think there's a clear cut number one.
You're dissing Buffalo. You don't think they're.
I think Buffalo. Who's going to show up?
How about Denver, New England?
Which defense? I'm not worried about Denver.
No.
No.
Their defense travels.
Yeah. I'm not worried. For some reason, I'm just not worried about Denver. I worry about which Bills team's going to show up. If the Bills defense shows up, you're going to have a tough day. If the Bills defense doesn't show up, you got
to. How about the Colts with Sauce Gardner now?
I mean, listen, the reality was the Steelers did a great job against them. So I'm not. It wasn't the corner. If Sauce Gardner would have been out there on Sunday, I don't think it would have changed the outcome of that game.
Thank you, Hokie.
Thank you.
Chris Hoke, ladies and gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.